We back. Can we keep it real podcast? You know, representing the culture. No matter what your preference is, no matter what your flavor was, your white, black, brown, yellow, onion color, man. Yo, we all rock together. Hip hop is a product of the streets. Well, let's get a take from my son when the question came up, do white people belong in hip hop? And my son kind of flipped it.
Never intended to be. It never is. I mean, it is no longer the cultural expression and the inner thing that was within us. What it is now, do we actually still belong in that? So
there you go. There you got it, brother.
Oh, so my son's saying, you know, the thing that we started, the question is, do we belong in hip hop?
So what I'm saying is, what he was saying was that the way that you went, just the question itself, without people really understanding, the average person, because I think I think I'm kind of intelligent. I read a couple books and I study a few things. So sit here and really, because when you first said it, I was a little thrown back. I said, okay, man, just think a little deeper. You know, but the average person that's just listening here in the room is gonna say maybe you went a little too deep for them. So the statement itself may have been misleading. So he didn't want you to say that and mislead an average person. Mm-hmm. That was just,
right. I understand that.
I mean, how can the audience be misled? He said, "White people don't belong in our culture. In our culture, your Uncle Noah. We're gonna hear from Third Base MC Search." Coming up in a few minutes, he's gonna be on this track as well.
No, I got it. I understand him totally.
Okay. And so people who leave it on the surface are gonna weaponize that one statement, is what Mouse is saying. They'll weaponize that, use it as a deflection, and will be completely fucked up and have another fight.
100%.
Some people, how they, I guess, deal with that dynamic.
I mean, that shit. That's why no name. That's why she quit doing shows. She looked and she seen that it was majority white folks.
Well, we ain't going to stay on that subject all day. We know it's January 20th, man. Stanuary. We're waiting for As Is.
I'm chasing As. A nigga that has nothing to do with this whole shit. A nigga that never had more than 3 raps his whole career. Never really made more than 4 beats. Really just no talent ass nigga, right? That's supposed to be somewhat affiliated. It's going in on me. Thank you, young bloggers. You guys did something very special for me. You guys came on my page, read what I wrote.
Yeah, you gave him a name because no one knew who the fuck As Is was. I mean, this whole shit, you know, people seeing opportunity. Really, people seeing the Snoop Dogg shit and they just jumped out the motherfucking window with it. Let's hear what else this clown says.
And blogged about it, and you turned As Is viral. The only reason a nigga's talking shit is because As is viral. If anybody else was popping, any other outsider, the nigga won't say shit.
Oh, so he's saying that the outsiders are not shit.
Because me, I'm the victor. They hate me. I'm not gonna help you, nigga. You gotta get on my feed to get you some clout. You clout check.
Hey, we all clout chasing out here, right? We all culture vultures, DJ academics, everyone that be spitting that game. You know, we all culture vultures, that's for sure. But what do you think about this whole situation? You know, what do you think about when it comes to Eminem being critiqued?
My only problem with all the critiquing is that when they do decide to critique, they act like none of the other shit that you've done ever happened, like how they doing Marshall right now.
Tell him, Royce. Tell him what Marshall did like 3-4 times. Tell him. Talk about it.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they talk about him like he ain't stopped the world 3 times.
Stopped the world.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they act like he just never was nice or some shit.
That's right. Jealous people. We listen to Royce 5'9" and Fat Joe.
Anybody talk about Eminem in any way, they're jealous. They're pieces of shit. I don't know how to explain to you. The man's an alien. I say it all the time. They tell me I'm on his, Joe. I'm like, yo, bro. Like, I don't know what y'all want me to tell you. Because, well, how is that? You being
being friends with the great White Hope, Eminem, the greatest rapper of all time, basically. I mean, yeah, maybe a lot of people don't rock with Eminem's music, but you can't take his skills, you can't take his lyricism away from him. So I don't know why everybody hates on him. Why is everybody so jealous? Like, what spot is Eminem taking? What place is Eminem taking?
AC's at right now. He puts out an album a year and disappears into his back cave, comes back like clockwork next year, drops another album, doesn't tour, doesn't do a lot of press, ain't on TV every 2 minutes. What space is he physically occupying?
Because the space that...
Now you'll hear this Mousy Jones cat that I was saying, Mousy Jones, yo, you got so much hate in your heart, brother.
Pop is going to look and everybody's going to freeze and say,
what space is he occupying in
most of his mind shit? You're asking me a question. I'm answering it. So now when he dropped When he dropped the project, hip-hop media takes a moment and pays attention to it. And no matter how long, they pay attention to it. That could go to a young black artist.
Miles. But he's Eminem, though.
Understand something. Miles.
Eminem is a white...
Yo, see, now what does it have to do what color you are? Eminem is a white boy, Mousy wanted to go on and say it. Eminem is a white dude, he's a white dude. Like, come on, man.
That could go to a young black artist.
But he's Eminem, though.
Understand something. Miles.
Eminem is a white...
You can't even actually accurately answer the question.
Here's the problem in hip-hop. There's so much separation, so much hatred towards you white, you don't belong here, you white. You know, but I'm sure hip-hop was built off the backs and the pockets of white.
Bro, and I'm not saying that
respect. Mouse, it's a pain. What you're saying is just your opinion, brother.
That's the reason why.
It's like, it's hard for us to come to a general consensus on that because that's just how you feel. That's your opinion. You know what I mean? Like, you may look at his involvement with G-Unit. Like you got to remember, bro, all of the labels were scared to get in bed with 50 on the...
This nigga help.
That's right. That's another thing. Now, Mousy Jones go on a narrative. What has Eminem done for the black community? Like, he brought you 50 Cent. He brought you D12. Slaughterhouse. You might have not had a lot of these groups if Dre, Interscope, wasn't behind it, if you didn't have the machine that you be ragging on.
Nigga, this nigga helped the New York niggas, he helped the Detroit niggas, he helped a lot of niggas. He talking about it like he ain't helping them.
But look, hey, but everywhere, hey, but notice hey, this though. But
it's
no,
bigger
this,
than that every, though.
But
it's
everywhere
bigger than that.
But listen, hey, nothing, that. Day, but hold on, day, listen, day, listen. Everywhere we go in the world,
hold up.
One mic.
We telling you what's bigger than that. We telling you.
I can say what I want to say. Okay. No, you can say what you want to say, but it don't mean it's gonna hold no merit.
Okay.
It don't mean you dictate nothing.
I'm not dictating nothing.
Now we're listening to Royce 5'9", Dave Mays going at it. Dave Mays was partnered with Benzino, Ray Benzino, the infamous Boston legend in the Sauce magazine.
I'm gonna say my piece.
So what you talking about?
Can either fuck with me or they won't. But motherfuckers been fuck with me for 30, 40 years because of the shit that I've done and said and how.
I hope this dude don't say that he's authentic or he messes with people that are real.
I am.
See, someone makes the comment. This is says, yo, Dave, we fuck with Marshall the same way we mess with you, Dave. And he's like, you're the same people. And Dave Mays says, nah, we are not the same. And then Royce snaps. He was like, you got that right. You are not the same. You and him are definitely not the same people.
I don't have none of that in my history. And what I've done as far as fucking with the streets and as far as fucking with authenticity and hip-hop is documented, okay?
You fuck with Benzino. You don't fuck with no authenticity. I'm going to kick your ass to the crowd, motherfucker. Get the fuck out.
I haven't fucked with Benzino for 5 years, number one.
You fuck with cornballs.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, bro. I know it's okay.
Okay. You sound like a cornball.
Is there popcorn? All right, enough of Dave Mays. He can go back to the audience. Go ahead. Who else want to talk about?
Dave Mays got booted now. Now, here's where Royce actually goes in on him.
Where's the fuck out of here, motherfucker?
Hey, yo, Royce.
Fuck you talking to, nigga. I'll put death on your doorstep, nigga.
Oh, he said I'll put death on your doorstep.
Ain't no divisiveness. I'm not one with Dave Mays, nigga. Let's get this shit straight, man.
He said y'all act like he's invited to the cookout.
My niggas in here acting like this motherfucker has to cook out or something. Get the fuck out of here, man.
He's talking about that cake, man. Let's take gold, nigga.
Ow. You really went off on that, Ton.
He went off on Dave Mays, man. Wasn't even playing, man. Shout out Royce59. But Royce59 goes in on Dave Mays, former owner of The Sauce, man. Yo, always keep it real, keep it authentic. Remember, you're listening to Can We Keep It Real podcast.